say a good Shabbos to everybody, a freilich Shabbos and a gesinnte Shabbos. It's written in this week's Pasha. We know the Pasha, the Rabboin Shem counts Klal Yisrael, the Degulim of Klal Yisrael, and then it's written in Perek Beis, Pusik Yudzayin, V'nusa oihel moyed machne halavim besoich hamachnois, that the oihel moyed traveled together with Klal Yisrael, not just together, but besoich hamachnois, kashi yachni kein yisui, in the way that they encamped, so they traveled. The oihel moyed was always besoich hamachnois. What does this mean? Besoich hamachnois translates the Targum. The Targum tells us b'metzius. It was b'metzius. It was in the middle, in the emtsui of the machne. I saw in the Sefer Digma Midarkei Ovi from about the Chofetz Chaim. Brings there, this was written by the son of the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Leib, Zichron Levrucha, that the Chofetz Chaim was once asked by a doctor. He's very, very busy. He doesn't have much time to learn. He's busy the whole time running around. So he asks the Chofetz Chaim, so if he's busy all day and he hasn't got time to learn, what's going to be with him? What's going to be with his Olam Habo? And the Chofetz Chaim answered him, quoting this pusik, we see that the oil moyed was besoich hamachne. And the same lushan we find as well in Bereshis and Parshas Bereshis, shtet v'yita Hashem lekim gan began Eden mikeden. And then it says v'yitzmach Hashem lekim in Adoma, koleitz nechmad lemara v'toiv lemachel ve'etz hachayim besoich hagon. The Rebbeinu Shlom put the etz hachayim besoich hagon. And again there, the Targum tells us, what does it mean, besoich hagon, b'metzius genisa? It was in the middle, be'emtza was in the middle of the gan. Said the Chofetz Chaim, we see here, the oil moid was in the middle, besoich hamachane. The etz hachayim was besoich hagon, was in the middle. What's the significance of being in the middle? Said the Chofetz Chaim, something which is on the side, so it's obviously much nearer to those people who are there next to it. But something which is in the middle is an equal distance to everybody. Where, no matter where you are, it's, if it's in the middle, everybody can access it, can get to it equally. Said the Chofetz Chaim, we state in this Pusik, and the Pusik in Bereshis, is that we should know that the Eitz HaChaim and the Oil Moed, which is Meramaz on the Torah, is always Be'emtza, is in the middle, and everybody is able to access, to go B'derech HaTorah, no matter in what Derech he goes, as long as it fits Al-Pi Derech HaTorah. And said the Chofetz Chaim, this is what's written, B'chol dochecho do'ehi. B'chol dochecho, in whichever way you choose to go, do'ehi. You can recognize, you can know the Rabbeinu Shloilem v'hi yusha orchoisecho. And the Chofetz Chaim quoted a gemura, an amazing gemura, in Masechtes Tanis and Dafchof Aleph Umid Beis. The gemura tells us there about a doctor who was called Abba Imna. And this doctor, says the Gemara, Usule Shlomo Mesifta Rekia Kol Yoima. Every day that the Mesifta de Rekia, the Yeshiva Shalmala, would be Doirish Shalomoi. Carries on the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us, Abaya, however, was only Zoicha that once a week on Erev Shabbos, he was Zoicha that Min HaShemayim there were Doirish Shalomoi. And Rova was once a year Erev Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara that Abaya was chol shadate. He was upset. Here you have Abaya, the Gudel Hador, and he's only zoicha once a week on Erev Shabbos. They should be Doris Shloimoi. And the doctor, Abba Imna, every single day, how can this be? And they were told, and Abaya was told, Omrile, Abaya, or Madi Abaya, Zitzachos Min HaShemayim, Loimutzis Lemebet Ka'ovdei. You are not able, you cannot do the actions of what this doctor does. Says the Gemara, "My have oivde." What were the actions of this doctor that he was zoicha every single day that there were doish loimim in a shemaim? Says the Gemara, he had first of all two waiting rooms, one for men and one for women. And when a woman would come to him, he had special clothes that they would put on, so therefore that they didn't have to get undressed, they only had to unzip that one little area which he needed to examine. And when somebody came to see him, you didn't pay him directly. There was a bowl outside where you put the money. And he didn't know and he didn't see who did pay and who didn't pay. And when a Talmud Chacham would come to him, even if he was a rich man, Abba Imna would refuse to take any payment from a Talmud Chacham. And not only that, but when he would give the Talmidei Chachamim, he would give them money. Says the Gemara that this in itself wasn't yet enough for Abaye. That he should be zoicha doy shloim in Hashemayim, there must be even more to it. So Abaye, this is what everybody knew. Abaye sent one day two of his Talmidim to his house to stay there overnight. And Abba Imna prepared for them the most expensive, beautiful, silk, soft bedding. When they woke up in the morning, they rolled up the bedding and they walked out the house with it. They took it, and the Mefarshim asked Akasha how they were allowed to do this, why it wasn't a shal of stealing. And they went to the marketplace. Abba Imna came along later to the marketplace, and these two Talmidim of Abaye went over to him, and they said, "Could you please give us a value on these items, the bedding, which had come from his house, which they'd taken without his permission?" And Abba Imna looked at them. He probably recognized that they were his bedding. He probably realized they were missing. And he said, this is the value of the bedding. So they said to him as follows, "Please be moichalas, and we want to ask you a question. Were you not choshed us? What did you think when you saw us in the marketplace selling your bedding?" So he said, "I thought that perhaps there was a shal of pekiach nefesh, pidyon shaviim, and you were desperate to need for the money. You were embarrassed to ask me, so you decided to take this and sell it in the marketplace to raise money for pidyon shaviim. Was a shal of pekiach nefesh. This is what I thought. I was done you lekavzchis." The Talmidim said then to Abba Imna, "Here they're yours, please take them." He refused to take them. He said, "The second when I saw you standing in the marketplace, this is what I thought. And therefore, Mahi Shata, from that moment I'd already decided I'm giving their value to Sadukah and I'd relinquished my ownership of them." So this was the Madrega of this Yid, Abba Imna. Said the Chofetz Chaim, this is what's written here in the Pasha. V'nusa oil moyed, that the Uran, the oil moyed, the Torah, every single Yid can come close to the Torah. In any way that you go, you do l'shem shemaim, yak l'shem shemaim, a person can be zoicha to the highest madregas. Reb Gedal Yeshor writes in his Sefer Oy Gedal Yui, he writes a dover nifla ma'oid. We know we're just starting now a new sefer Bamidbar, and Chazal called this chimish, the chimish of Bamidbar, with a name. It's known as chimish ha'pekidim. Ask Reb Gedal Yeshor, since Santazach, because sefer Bamidbar and later on again Parshas Pinchas, the Yidden are counted, that's a reason why the whole sefer Bamidbar is referred to by this name, Chimish HaPikidim, because they were counted. So Zukt Reb Gedal Yeshor as follows. What does it mean, Pikidim, to be counted? We find in Megillus Esther, it's written, Vayafkid HaMelech Pikidim B'chol Medinois Malchisoi, that Achashverosh appointed Pikidim, he appointed officers B'chol Medinois Malchisoi. The word pekidim is from Lushan tafkid. Every single person has got a tafkid and he's got a tachlis, and every single person has a role to play. And when the Rabbi Nishlulim counted Klal Yisrael, Siri Es roish kol adas b'neisul mishbechoisom leveis avoisom. What the Rabbi Shem was telling Klal Yisroel was that each and every individual is important. B'mispah shemois, says the Sfornei, b'mispah shemois is like we find in Parshas Kisiso. Rabbi Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu ve'edo acho, I'm going to know you by name. It's not just merely you're a number. No, I'm going to know you by name. Every single Yid has got a tachlis, and every single Yid has got a tafkid. And this is what we learn out here from this parsha. That's why the Sefer is called Chimesh HaPekidim. Fin Lushen V'yafkid HaMelech Pekidim Ma'asei Ish Ifekidusoy. It's a famous story from the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Rebbe Reb Zisha used to say that he's not worried if after 120 the Rebbe Nisham is going to ask him, Zisha, why weren't you like Avraham Avinu? He will say, I could never have been like Avraham Avinu. I didn't have the kishroinus, I didn't have the madregas of Avraham Avinu. But what I am worried about is the Rebbe Nisham will say to me, Zisha, why weren't you Zisha? And the limit from this story is that every person has got a tafkid and a tachlis in this world. And our tafkid isn't to be somebody else. Our tafkid is to be ourselves. And we have to carry out this tafkid. The Sanzeruf used to say that when he was young, he thought that he would be able to be mesaken the entire world. Later, when he grew older, he realized too difficult. But at least he thought he'll be able to be mesaken his whole country. And later on he saw even that he also won't manage, but at least his town. And then he saw that even his town he also won't manage. So he thought, at least my Beis HaMedesh, my Spalim, my Chassidim. And then he saw that he also won't manage. And he said when he became old, he realized, Halavai, I'll be zoicha to be mesaken myself. And Tzadikim said, and the emes is, that's the way it has to work, and that when a person is mesaken himself, the memela, it spills over, and he has ashpur on his family, he has ashpur on his chaveim, the same Beis HaMedrash, he has ashpur on his town, and he has ashpur on the whole city and the whole country. And this is what's written here, Parshas Bamidbar. Si'i es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael. First, a person has to realize he's got his own identity, every single individual. And then a person comes to the madrega of lemishbachoisom, that has a hashpur on his family. And then it carries on leveis avoisom, and then it carries on to the entire shevet. The Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, writes in his first Torah this week on Parshas Bamidbar, he writes the inyan of Mispah LeBeis Avoisom is because there are people, Taka, that they're not happy with their lot in this world. And therefore, when one is counted, Ishal Machnehi V'Ishal Digloi, is the Pshat is Rabbi Nimshim is saying, this is your tafkid and this is your tachlis. And a person shouldn't run away from his tachlis and his tafkid. And a person has to realize, this is where I've been put, Ishal Machnehi V'Ishal Digloi. And this is Nogeya for us now at the present, that we are bechin of Ishal Machnehi v'Ishal Digloi. We can't go where we want, we can't travel where we want, we can't meet who we want, we're confined basically still in under quarantine at home. Ishal Machnehi v'Ishal Digloi. But there's Miris from Shabbos, we start off Kol Mekadesh Shevika Ruiloi. Schuroi harbe moida pifa uloi ishal machanehi ve ishal digloi. And the Ian Tfiller explains a beautiful pshat, and he says as follows. The Gemara says, Mesech de Shabbos and Dafkif Yidches, that ha-ma'anegis ha-shabbos, somebody who is ma'aneg the Shabbos properly, noisen lo nachla b'li metzurim. He'll be zoicha to a scha of a nachla b'li metzurim without borders, without end. Now, normally, we understand if a person is given a schar of a piece of land without borders, without end, obviously it's going to infringe, obviously it's going to overlap over to other people. So how is this going to work that the Rebbein Shem Zuxi will be zoicha to a nachla without borders, without end? So tells us the the paitim from the kolmech from the zmiras, one doesn't have to worry. When it comes to ruchnius, a person can be taka nachla belimitzurim, whilst at the same time ishal machanehi v'ishal digloi. Every single person will be al machnev al digloi, and don't have to worry that somebody's going to overtake your nachla, if somebody's going to take away from you. And this is a moedika yesod for now as well, that people are worried they're going to lose out, they can't go here, they can't go there. But when a person does the Rutzon Hashem, then a person is Zoicha, whilst he's being Al Machanei Val Digloi, at the same time he'll be Zoicha to Anachalo Beli Mitzurim. By the Chasna from an Elter Zayde, from the Ishter B'Yana Rebbe, there came many, many Chasidim. And you know, Kederech, Azoyis Kim Tzefurin, Tozende Chasidim, Tzachasna, there was a big shtiparai, and somebody went over to the Kala's father. He was the Rach Sifka Rebbe, the first Rach Sifka Rebbe, the B'Yana Rebbe was Aydin by the Ish Rach Sifka Rebbe, and he said to him, Rebbe, look, if there's such a moedik a shtiparai, when a few thousand Chasidim come for a Chasna, what's going to happen when Mashiach Tzidkeini is going to come? And there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and when of all the Doiras, how is it going to work? It's going to be Sakunas Nafushas, what's going to happen? Said the Rach Sifka Rebbe, a Gevaldi Gevalt. You don't have to worry. He said, it's only in Gulis that we have that people shtip each other, because everybody's worried that somebody's trying to take away my space. So everybody's fighting for their space because they're worried that somebody's trying to take it away. Aber Chazal tell us, Eize Chochem Hamake es Mekoimoi. The simon for a Chochem is a person who he is a Make es Mekoimoi. And Leusid Lovoi, Zuktens the Novi, Imola Hurets Deus Hashem, Kamayim Leyom Machasim. The whole world is going to come to Emesedas. So when the whole world is going to come to Emesedas, then we'll all be on the Madreg of Eze Chucham Hamake Es Mekoimoi. Nobody will try to take away anybody else's place. And nobody will need to be worried that one's place is about to be taken away. And this is Taka, one of the Memches Kenyune HaTorah, which we'll say Yimitzrim tomorrow in the Sechtes Uvis, the sixth Peirik. One of the Memches Kenyune HaTorah is Hamake Es Mekoimoi. And at the moment, this is Taka, our Avoida under the Corona. To be a Make Es Mekoimoi, this is our Avoida. This is what the Rabbeinu Shloilem wants of us, that we have to be careful and we have to think before we go somewhere and what we're doing, to be a makes makoimoi, and we shouldn't be worried chas v'shulem that because we're ishal machnei v'ishal diglo, we're confined to our quarters, therefore chas v'shulem a person is going to lose out. Senishtazoi no kala ma'aneges ha-shabbos, somebody's ma'aneg the Shabbos and nishna the Shabbos, no a person's makan the Torah mitzvahs, he doesn't have to worry, is nois no nachla b'li mitzurim, he's zoicha to schab without any borders ad ein sof. Ken Yerutzen, the Boishim Taka Helfen, Mazal Allah Zuchazan, say Git Shabbos, and a Freilich Shabbos, and a Git Choydish, and a Lechtige Choydish, and Oilim Zal Gedenken Taka, tomorrow is Shabbos Mavarchim, and Dav Zung a Choydish Benchin, Azan a Git Choydish, and those who haven't said the Tfil of the Shluach Kudish, Hagam is the Shabbos Choydish tomorrow. One's allowed to say it, one can say it today, if not today, one can say it tomorrow as well. And the Ike is, Mazal Allahum, a Git Choydish, and a Lechtige Choydish, Ken Yerutzen, Kaltiv.